Proclamation number 3383 of 29th of December, 1944. Warriors of God. Powerfully and courageously you shall represent my word before the world. You shall fear no one and not allow any weakness to arise in you. For I am always with you and no harm can come to you if I don't allow it to happen. And I need you, therefore I will not allow people to approach you and seriously endanger your life. For I need laborers who will be active for me in the coming time. It is the last opportunity to promote my kingdom. It is the last opportunity for the erring souls to find their way to me with your help, and therefore I will not let those be harassed and endangered who want to come to the aid of their fellow human beings, who proclaim my word amongst them, who stand up for my name and through whom I myself can speak to people. I need you, you my servants on earth, and therefore I am also constantly with you for your protection. You don't take a single step alone. I accompany you on all paths. I direct your steps to those who need your help. I take part in your destiny which I shape myself and which therefore approaches you according to your destiny. And I bless your work which is meant for your fellow human beings' salvation. Thus you can pursue your spiritual and earthly work without worry. You need not fear any attack which could render you incapable of it, and you will always have unusual strength at your disposal if only you want to receive it. And it will not be long before your mission begins, that you will have to openly advertise my kingdom. Your work is still possible in secret and in smaller circles. Yet the adversity of the time requires an open commitment to faith, to my word, to my teaching of love, which would be in danger of being eliminated if people's will were able to carry it out. And then your will has to be strong and daring, then you have to speak fearlessly as your heart dictates, for then I'm the one who speaks through you. And then I want to use you as my instruments and also protect you until your mission is completed. Then my will be active in you because your will is subject to me. And do you believe that I let my fighters be defeated by the enemy? Do you believe that I leave only one of you to my enemy? Whoever fights by my side will be covered by my shield and no weapon will be able to injure him. He will neither be overcome by strength nor by deceit. He will receive my strength and advance step by step, for I fight beside him and overcome the enemy. And for this coming battle I will form my fighters beforehand. Only weapons of love will be used in my ranks. Victories will be won with the sword of the mouth. My shield of faith will catch all arrows which shall injure my fighters. And none of them will fall as long as he fights in my ranks, for I have power over all, and even my adversary's army must obey me if I insist. But I leave everyone his freedom, yet anyone who fights with me no longer has to fear an opponent because my power will destroy those who oppose me. And I will not let my own fall into his hands, even if the enemy is outnumbered. For great strength emanates from me and those who dwell near me will be filled with this strength, and now they will use their weapons, they will speak and thus fight with the sword of their mouth, and I will put every word into their mouth so that it will not remain without impression. I will instruct everyone what to say so that the adversary's will be broken and that those who are imbued with the strength of my word spoken through you will also defect to me from his camp and step under my banners again to fight against evil. And I will be with you visibly and invisibly and always strengthen you if you go against the enemy and fight for me. Amen.